Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, beloved. It is another Monday, a new day, the start of a brand new week. And as I come this morning, beloved, I must confess that my heart is a bit heavy, but it's nothing that I don't know that our Lord is willing and able to remove, beloved. Come this morning. I just want us to come knowing that we can cast all our burdens and our cares on the Lord because He cares for us. And as a matter of fact, this morning, Lord, that's what we're going to do on this day. 10 of discovering revelation. We're going to cast our burdens on you this morning, Lord. We're going to cast our cares because we know you care for us. And there is no one like you. There is no God like Jehovah. And we praise your name. There is no God like Jehovah. And we magnify your name. So go before us this day and baptize us anew by the awesome power of your precious, precious Holy Spirit. And Father, you see all things, you know all things, you know all men, you know our hearts. You say we look at the outward appearance, but you judge the heart. So just judge our hearts this morning. Try our hearts, Lord, and any and every unclean thing that is not of you. It is my sincere prayer that you remove it so far, Father God, away from us. Let nothing hinder our prayer this morning. Let nothing hinder our praise. And I just want to say thank you. Thank you, Father God. And thank you for the Holy Lamb of God, our Yeshua, our Messiah, whom we call Jesus the Christ. I thank you, Lord God, that He was found worthy to open the scroll, Father God. And, you know, it's just such an awesome, awesome thing in reading, discovering revelation, Father. See how much love there is and how much goodness is stored up for those that overcome. The rewards are literally out of this world. And it is so great to see that, you know, the trials will come and the tribulations will come, but rest assured that God Himself, the Lord God Almighty, is placing His seal upon each and every one this morning. So, Father God, I just want to bind up an unclean spirit. I want to bind up every spirit that is not of you. I want to bind up every spirit of divination, every spirit of malice, every spirit of hypocrisy, Lord God, even in myself. Because, you know, my shortcoming is my mouth. And, you know, I have to know that, hey, I don't need to, if I'm sympathizing, I don't need to allow the flesh to speak. And sometimes I may get a hard word to say to someone, or the word that I need to say would be a hard word, and I hold back and say something, you know. Forgive me, dear Lord, when I do that. Forgive me of that folly. But, beloved, we want to put away every form of malice and every form of hate. We want to put away every form of hypocrisy. And we want to say, in the name of Jesus Christ, every unclean thing, remove itself from us. Remove yourself from our minds, from our thoughts, from our spouses. Remove yourself from our children. Remove yourself and go. Go, flee from here in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. So on this Monday morning, beloved, I want to say thank the Lord for you. I thank you for listening to Rose Dallas Praise on Blog Talk Radio. These prayers truly touch my life and the lives of those who listen in. And even our children, beloved, we may think the children aren't paying attention. But my 9-year-old said to me, Mommy, Mommy, I noticed you haven't been praying on the radio show. So they are taking note, beloved. They're taking note. So I just pray that you have a blessed week this week. I just pray that the Holy Spirit goes before you, open up doors for you that no man can shut, and that the Holy Spirit shut doors that no man can open. My prayer is that the Lord will fight your battles, and that we will let go and let God. Vindicate me, O Lord. Vindicate me, O Lord. He is the all-knowing, all-powerful, all-seeing God. And because of his great love, we're not consumed, beloved. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, I just want to thank you this morning on day 10 of Discovering Revelation, where we're going to read more about silence in heaven. We're going to learn more this morning, beloved. What caused silence in heaven? Why was there silence in the heavenly realm, beloved? See, beloved? So, Father God, I just want to praise your name this morning. Thank you for waking us up. I want to thank you that we could live and move and have our being. Lord, place within us a forgiving heart, a forgiving spirit. And Lord, I bind every unclean thing that is not of you. I bind every spirit that come against myself, my spouse, and my children, Lord God. I bind a spirit of confusion in the name of Jesus. I bind a spirit of jealousy, Father God. I bind a spirit of witchcraft in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And beloved, whatever you may be going through, it has a name. But no, these are spirits, and they attach themselves. And now you have authority, okay? If you're a believer, you have authority to say, in the name of Jesus Christ, go. And we even hear stories of people that, you know, they suddenly exercise faith, and they use the name of Jesus Christ. And that which aileth them, love them. So I just want to say thank you, Lord God. Thank you. So today is Discovering Revelation, day 10, silence in heaven. Dear kind, loving, and merciful Father, worthy is your name and worthy to be praised. For you alone are worthy and you alone are God. Father, who art in heaven, thank you for being there for us. Thank you for watching over and caring for us, beloved. It is my sincere prayer you will come to the Lord, that you will taste and see how good he is. Beloved, the same God who parted the Red Sea for the Israelite children is the same God whom we father in the name of Jesus. I praise your name. In the name of Jesus, I magnify your name. Beloved, it gives me great reassurance knowing that Jesus loves us unconditionally, that after going through this lifetime, we have a hope and a future to come, one promised to us in the heavenly realm. Beloved, as we explore Revelation 8 and discover the Lord's mysteries, signs, and wonders, my prayer is we will draw closer to the Lord in prayer. Father, we love you. We praise you, and we glorify your most precious and awesome name. For you, O Lord, are worthy to be praised. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. And today we're going to look at silence in heaven, because we see Revelation chapter 8, verse 1, opens by the vision of the seventh seal being opened. And we know that in chapter 7, the other six seals were opened, right? And you had the riders on the horses that were bringing their woes upon the earth. So here, this is the seventh seal being opened. And it was recorded that after the seal was opened, beloved, there was silence in heaven for about half an hour. And we know that's 30 minutes. Beloved, why was there silence in heaven? As we read and pray, may the Holy Spirit of the Lord reveal his word and its meaning to us today. May our lives be transformed by his glory. school for us, dear Lord, and baptize us anew by the awesome, precious power of your unchanging Holy Spirit, I pray. Amen. Revelation 8:1, it says, when he opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven for about half an hour. So that's the scripture. So, beloved, we're going to turn to the Word of God. We're going to look at Revelation chapter 8. And I pray that we will prayerfully meditate on the Word of the Lord today. And it's always my prayer that the Holy Spirit of the Almighty God go before us and, go before us and teach us and lead us into the full knowledge, understanding, and wisdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I just want to say thank you this morning, dear Father, for your precious Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, I thank you for that you give us discernment to be able to discern what to do. And this is why, beloved, it's important for us to bind confusion, because confusion comes and it distracts from God's will and God's purpose for us. So, Father, I just bind a spirit of confusion right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. In my Son, Lord God, I bind a spirit of confusion, Lord, where simple instructions are not being comprehended, Lord. And we bind the spirit of stubbornness, and we bind the spirit of rebellion, and we say, go back to where you come from in the mighty name of Jesus. Flee from here. So, beloved, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to read a psalm, and then we're going to go into the reading of Revelation chapter 8, and we're going to learn more as to what the John's vision that the angel showed him regarding the testimony of Jesus Christ is. Psalm 19 says, and I'm reading from the NIV version, it says, the heavens declare the glory of God. The skies proclaim the work of his hands. Day after day they pour forth speech. Night after night they reveal knowledge. They have no speech. They use no words. No sound is heard from them, yet their voice goes out into all the earth. Their words to the ends of the world. In the heavens, God has pitched a tent for the sun. It is like a bridegroom coming out of his chamber, like a champion rejoicing to run his course. It rises at one end of the heaven and makes its circuit to the other. Nothing is deprived of its warmth. The law of the Lord is perfect, refreshing the soul. The statutes of the Lord are trustworthy, making wise the simple. The precepts of the Lord are right, giving joy to the heart. The commands of the Lord are radiant, giving light to the eyes. The fear of the Lord is pure, enduring forever. The decrees of the Lord are firm, and all of them are righteous. They are more precious than gold, than much pure gold. They are sweeter than honey from the honeycomb. By them your servant is warned. In keeping them there is great reward. But who can discern their own errors? Forgive my hidden faults. Keep your servant also from willful sins. May they not rule over me. Then I will be blameless, innocent of great transgression. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. These are the words of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Father God, I just want to thank you for Psalm 19. This is a comforting psalm. It declares who you are, and it declares your laws and your statutes and your decrees and your commandments. And it causes us to look and examine our own selves to see who we are. Who are we? But Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, I just want to say thank you, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, I just want to praise your name, for you are worthy to be praised. And there is no one like you, Lord God, no one like you. Father, everything that is not of you, just remove it from me. And Lord, I release forgiveness in the atmosphere. I release forgiveness for those that may have caused me undue pain, may cause our family undue pain, Father. And likewise, I pray that forgiveness, Lord God, will be released unto us. Father, help me to see Jesus. Help me to not take my eyes off Jesus. Beloved, when we take our eyes off Christ, we sink. When we take our eyes off Christ, beloved, we sink. Father, let us not take our eyes off the one who sits on the throne, the Holy Lamb of God. He's holy. He's above all the earth. He's above everything. He's not small-minded and simple and petty. We serve a big God. We serve a big Messiah. Can you imagine Jesus Christ dying so that we may have life? And I receive it today. I receive it that he died so that we may have life and that the enemy has no say in how we live our life. That our lives belong to God, that he gave us this life as a gift, and we're called to live as light. And a light that is hidden cannot be seen, beloved. So we need not suppress our gifts. We need not suppress who we are and whose we are and what we may be for the darkness. Because you see, the darkness wants to prevail itself as light. But then light is supposed to be covered up. How are we going to give light to a room if we're covered up? If we are on social media and we're not being our 100% self, we could talk about any and everything else, but yet still we're not able to say Jesus Christ or Yeshua HaMashiach. We're not able to say that outside of maybe Christmas and Easter. I mean, beloved, our light should be shining each and every day. Each and every day. I just want to thank you, Lord, for that knowledge. Because I myself have been pressed down here with my family. And, you know, you kind of feel the light getting like snuffed out, like the enemy want to come and snuff your light out. But I push him back. I rebuke him in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, beloved, let your light so shine so that men may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. Beloved, I'm not one to easily turn the other cheek. But that is what the Lord wills for us to do. Father, I place my trust and hope fully in you, and I'm fully confident that you, Lord God, will cause everything to work together for good for us who love you and are called according to your purpose. Beloved, I'm going to play a psalm, and I know I said I was going to do Psalm 19. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to play a short psalm. It's Psalm 150. It's going to be a little bit low, but after you hear the psalm, I'm going to be right back. We're going to go into the Discovering Revelation, chapter 8. We're going to be exploring the mysteries, signs, and wonders that chapter 8 holds for us to uncover. So I'll be right back.
Praise the Lord. Psalm 150 for the New International Version. Praise the Lord, mighty heaven. Praise him for his acts of power. Praise him for his surpassing greatness. Praise him with the sounding of the trumpet. Praise him with the harp and lyre. Praise him with timbrel and dancing. Praise him with the strings and pipes. Praise him with the clash of cymbals. Praise him with the resounding cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise.
Everything that has breath praise, O Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, because he is worthy, beloved. He's worthy to be praised. And in reading and discovering in Revelation, I see that more and more that Messiah is worthy. He's worthy to be praised because he was the only one found worthy to open the scroll with the seven seals that we're going to be looking at, number seven today. In heaven and on earth, he was the only one found worthy to open that scroll. So I just want to thank you, Lord God, for Messiah. I just want to thank you, Lord, for the shelter where we're dwelling. And I pray for the inhabitants of the household. I pray that your peace may permeate the atmosphere. Pray that you will convict hearts and minds, and hearts and minds will be changed over unto you. And I pray that your will be done. Build your edge of protection round about our kids. Cover their ears, cover their eyes. May their eyes and ears only see that which is desirable to build them up in the kingdom of God. And Father, I just want to go before us. Go before us, Lord God. Go before us and baptize us anew. Open doors no man can shut, and shut those doors no man can open. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. So I'm going to be looking at the lesson, because looking at the lesson, it's pretty much I copied the scripture. And I must say it's very, very, very interesting reading Revelation and, you know, just having scripture just jump out at you. And it's just an amazing thing, beloved, to just be able to taste and see God's goodness. I'm going to be looking here at Revelation chapter 8. I encourage you, if you are online, you could go and pull up BibleGateway.com and go to Revelation chapter 8, or I encourage you to use your traditional Bibles. And if you don't have a Bible, I encourage you to get one. You could easily well get one on Amazon.com, or you could get one. I'd be more than happy to send you one as a gift. So it says here in Revelation chapter 8, reading verses 1 through 2, it says, "When he opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven for about half an hour." Father God, I just pray that your Holy Spirit will speak through me, none of Rose and all of you. This is my sincere prayer this morning, and I pray that these words will fall on ears that, Lord God, they have that gift of hearing, because you say, "Eat you up and hear, let him hear what the Spirit says unto the churches." So, Father, may we hear and may we apply this morning. In Jehovah's, in Jesus' name I pray. I love you, Lord. I thank you for loving us. Thank you for forgiving us. I thank you for cleansing us. Thank you for restoring us. I thank you for making ways where there seems to be no way. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. So, beloved, looking at 8, 1 through 2, it says, "When he opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven for about half an hour." Beloved, think about that. Why would there be silence? Why would there be silence for 30 minutes? Can you imagine you receive a letter and then you open it and your household is silent? What would the contents of that letter be for you to be silent, beloved, for 30 minutes? Would you be in shock? Would you be in awe? Would you be so overjoyed that you couldn't speak? What do you believe would cause the silence? We're going to discover, because, you know, the Bible answers itself. So we're going to discover why was there silence in heaven in Revelation chapter 8, verse 1. So, Father God, I just thank you for your word, and I just pray that your word, you know, your word is light, your word is life. And thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. And it says, and I saw the seven angels who stand before God, and seven trumpets were given to them. So the seventh seal is open, and there are seven angels who stand before God, and we see seven trumpets were given to them. Now, another angel, and we're looking at verse 3 of chapter 8, it says, another angel who had a golden censer came and stood at the altar. So now there were seven angels of God there, and now there's another angel, so there are eight angels. But this angel had a golden censer, came and stood at the altar. And we actually looked up what a censer looked like, so you could Google that and see a picture of a censer. Now, he was given much incense to offer with the prayers of all God's people on the golden altar in front of the throne. Beloved, this verse here, this verse truly, truly encourages us, beloved, to pray. It says here that he was giving much incense to offer with the prayers of God's people. And he's offering them on the altar, beloved. So should we pray, beloved? Yes, we should pray. You know, prayer can be that you're talking to God also in your heart. It's not only waiting to be in a position to get down on your knees and you know, beloved, going in that closet. You can pray right where you are, under your breath, in your heart. And that's the beautiful thing. So here he's offering incense with the prayers of all God's people on the golden altar in front of the throne. So my question to you is, knowing that the prayers of God's people are in heaven, beloved, knowing that, does Revelation chapter 8, verse 3 encourages you, beloved, to pray more? Does it encourage you to pray with all kinds of prayers and supplications according to Ephesians 6, verse 18? How about 1 Thessalonians 5, 17, where we talk about to pray without ceasing? Excuse me. So, Father God, I thank you, Lord God, for your word. I thank you for this revelation because, you know, we're going to be praying more here, me and my children and my husband. We're going to be praying more, and we're going to start bringing more needs before the Lord and just seeing him answering prayers in his way. Excuse me. So it says, the smoke of the incense, together with the prayers of God's people, went up before God from the angel's hand. Revelation 8, looking at verses 4 through 5. So can you imagine, beloved, all kinds of prayers, all kinds of supplications going up before God like a sweet-smelling aroma? This is why we say, thank you, Lord God. This is why we say we praise your name. This is why we say you are who you are. Because you say unto Moses, I am who I am. I am sent, Moses, to get the children, the Israelites, to free his children. Thank you for Jesus Christ who set us free, Father God. Thank you for Jesus. So looking at 5, it says, then the angel took the censer, filled it with fire from the altar, and hurled it on the earth. And there came peals of thunder, rumblings, flashes of lightning, and an earthquake. Beloved, in the twinkling of an eye, things change. Different scenes. That same center that he used, beloved, to offer the incense with the prayers on the altar in front of the throne is that same censer filled with fire from the altar after he offered that sacrifice of prayer with the incense, and he hurled it down here on earth. And when he did that, the after effect of it was thunder, peals of thunder, rumblings, flashes of lightning, and an earthquake. So I wonder sometime when they're like, you know, saying like it's a thunderstorm or they have scientific explanation, which that is okay, I guess, that there are things going on in the heavenly realm. So, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, I just want to say thank you, Lord God, for your word. I want to thank you that we're reminded to pray because their prayers are in heaven, that we're reminded to walk in a way that is pleasing and talk in a way that is pleasing unto you. And it says, then the seven angels who had the seven trumpets prepared to sound them. So that was the eighth angel back in verse 4 through 5 that threw the censer on the earth. Now it says, the first angel sounded his trumpet, and there came hail and fire mixed with blood, and it was hurled down on the earth. A third of the earth was burned up. A third of the trees were burned up, and all the green grass was burned up. And we're looking at that in Revelation 8, 6 through 7. Do you believe this is why there was silence in heaven, beloved? Because of the destruction to come on planet Earth? Let's look at the second angel in Revelation 8, verse 8 through 9. The second angel sounded his trumpet, and something like a huge mountain, all ablaze, was thrown into the sea. Can you say fire, beloved? A third of the sea turned into blood. A third of the living creatures in the sea died, and a third of the ships were destroyed. This is the second angel, beloved. Does wanting to make you see more of why there was silence in verse 1 when the seal was broken? The seventh seal? The third angel sounded his trumpet, and a great star, blazing like a torch, fell from the sky on a third of the rivers and on the springs of water. The name of the star is Wormwood. Third of the waters turned bitter, and many people died from the waters that had become bitter. Mercy, 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 mercy. Mercy, Lord, mercy. Do you see, beloved, reason to be silent for 30 minutes when the seventh seal was broken? It says here, the fourth angel sounded his trumpet, and a third of the sun was struck, a third of the moon, and a third of the sun, so that a third of them turned dark. So let me read that again. We're in verses 12 through 13. It says, the fourth angel sounded his trumpet, and a third of the sun was struck, a third of the moon, and a third of the stars, so that a third of them turned dark. A third of the day was without light, and also a third of the night. Darkness, beloved. As I watched, I heard an angel that was flying in mid-air call out in a loud voice, "Woe, woe, woe to the inhabitants of the earth. Because of the trumpet blast about to be sounded by the other three angels." Beloved, woe, woe, woe to those who live on earth, beloved, because of the trumpet blast of the other three angels that are yet to be sounded. We already had four woes, beloved. Can you imagine? Can you imagine, beloved? Yes, this does call for silence in heaven. Yes, it calls for it in heaven. And that was the end, beloved. It's Revelation 8, verse 12 through 14. And here they say, "Have mercy on us, O Lord. Have mercy. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen and amen." And I'm just going to pause for a minute, beloved. What do we do, beloved? What do we do? What do we do? We see the handwriting on the wall. We hear the word. What do we do, beloved? What do we do, beloved? Romans 10, verse 13. Let's go to Romans 10, verse 13. The word says, "Whosoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved." Call on the name of the Lord today, beloved. Call on the name of the Lord. It says, "For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved." Call on the name of the Lord today, Father God. Call on the name of the Lord. There is none like you. There is no one like you. There is no one like you, Lord. There is no God like Jehovah. And we praise your name, Father God, for your name is worthy. Praise your name, because the things that we have to go through in this lifetime is nothing compared to the things that we would have to face if we did not make our calling and our election sure. On such a day, beloved, four woes, beloved, would have came. And one third of the earth, the tree, the water, the star, the moon, the sun, the grass, the ocean, the creatures in the ocean, one third of life as we know it would be destroyed. Say, Rose, but why would God, if he created the earth, why would he destroy it? Do you believe he created the earth, beloved? Do you believe he is creator of you and me? Beloved, do you believe that God, Elohim, the mighty creator in Genesis 1:1, where it says, "In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth"? Do you believe, beloved, that he is creator? Do you believe in his son, whom he sent, whom he said that when we believe in him, we shall not perish, but we shall have eternal life? Do you believe in God? Do you believe in his son? Because it's his son that is opening the seals. It's his son that shed his blood so that you and me can be set free, so that you and me can be sealed with the seal of his Father, our Heavenly Father. Do you believe in him? Do you believe in Yeshua, beloved? Beloved, I encourage you today to call on the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. If you hear me say Yeshua and I say Jesus, that's because Yeshua is the Hebrew name for Jesus. Beloved, not get blindsided by the Hebrew, Greek, or English name, because the Lamb of God himself is going to have a new name. Those who believe are going to have a new name. We're going to have a new name, beloved. And I call it a secret name. So, Father God in heaven, in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, is whom I pray. And I thank you for this word. And I pray that those who hear this word, beloved, that they will hearken their heart, that they will have ears to hear and eyes to see, Father God. So go before us now, Father God. Go before us, I pray, and baptize us anew, dear Lord, by the awesome power of your precious Holy Spirit. Because there is none like you. There is no God like our Jehovah. And we praise your name. We praise your name. And we glorify your name. For your name is awesome. And your name is worthy. It's worthy to be praised. And Lord, I pray that you'll just bind up every spirit that is not of you. Every tongue that will seek to exalt itself against the knowledge of Christ, Father God. Bind it in the name of Jesus Christ. And Father, I just pray for favor in our lives, for those who love you, for those that are seeking after you, for those who are desiring to know you. I pray that you will show yourself to them this morning. Pray that you will show yourself to them. So go before us this morning, I pray. Go before us this morning and baptize us anew. Baptize us anew, dear Father, by the awesome, precious power of your Holy Spirit. And we say, in the name of Jesus Christ, what a mighty God we serve. Where the angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. Beloved, as I end the call this morning, and I look forward to, you know, doing future Bible studies with those that would be open to doing Bible studies. As I end the call this morning, we're going to be looking at Romans 10:13. And it says, for everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. So be encouraged, beloved, that you too are included in the everyone. So call on the name of the Lord today, beloved. He loves you. He cares for you. He knows you by name. He calls you lovely. And Father God loves you. Jesus loves you. The Holy Spirit loves you. And I love you.